This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. It just may be easier to move an asteroid than to find out how much a medical procedure is going to cost you before getting it done. This is an issue we've been exploring on The Pulse, and as part of a growing quest for cost information, a lot of insurance companies are now offering estimator tools. The idea is that people can look up and compare the approximate cost of certain procedures beforehand. Sounds great, right? The Pulse's Alana Gordon takes a closer look.
This story begins with a couple who was recently thrown into the thick of healthcare costs. They live about an hour north of Philadelphia.
I'm Scott Savett.
Kate Savett.
We met in 2005 on eHarmony.
They got married in 2007, moved to Allentown, PA.
And love and life up here.
Scott and I are very lucky because we both get to work from home.
Scott's a chemist. He designs scientific software for labs. He works upstairs. Kate works in life insurance.
Which is just as exciting as it sounds.
Her office is downstairs. That's where you can also find Frankie, their wonder pug.
Come here, Frank. Hi.
Scott is 43, Kate 37. They hadn't used their insurance much until this year.
For me, it's been relatively minor stuff, but you know, certainly the costs do add up. For Kate, it's been a little more, what?
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis this year.
It happened in January. Kate recalls she couldn't feel parts of her body. Doctors thankfully figured out what was going on pretty quickly.
Because I had so many symptoms that were involved with my first attack.
But still, they had to do a lot of tests and follow-up tests. And separately, Scott needed an MRI for a spinal issue. Under their insurance plan, they're on the hook for a combined $8,000 of their care. So they wanted to find the best place for the best deal. But how?
So to get to it, you first have to log in to the main UnitedHealthcare site.
They investigated with the help of a nifty online tool offered through their insurance.
And then from there, on the right-hand side here, an icon that says estimate healthcare costs.
Scott opens his computer and logs into the cost estimator tool. He types in a procedure, an MRI scan.
Without dye.
And voila.
Okay, so it tells us that in our area, the average cost is $1,270. The lowest would be $512.
The tool also gives him a list of providers in his area and shows a specific estimated cost of the procedure at each of the places under his plan. This seemed great, but for Scott and Kate, the tool quickly became a headache.
2 days before Kate was scheduled to have her first MRI, we got a call from the provider saying, oh, by the way, the MRI is $2,400. I looked at the cost estimator. Cost estimator told me it would be $500 and change. So what's the disconnect?
They learned that a hospital had bought the facility, and so the prices had all gone up. That wasn't reflected in the estimator. They looked for other options.
We called at least four or five places.
Did you get answers right away?
Not necessarily. And in fact, the MRI that I'm having in less than an hour, I have no idea how much it's going to cost.
The tool misquoted them for other procedures too, often by more than $1,000.
I was frustrated, mad. I mean, I went through the range of emotions.
Financial planning went out the window. They pushed back buying a new water heater for their house.
It's just really hard for us to pull the trigger on something like that, knowing that another bill could be coming around the corner.
It's unclear how common these inaccuracies with estimator tools are. Experts I interviewed couldn't point me to a comprehensive study that focused on this. But the tools are becoming more common. Private companies, small and large, are touting various products.
So you can research costs, shop smart, and find the best value for your health services.
Healthcare consumer. And as healthcare consumers, you have a right to know your medical costs.
Most insurers have them.
Each one of them, you know, whether it's Aetna, United, Anthem, Cigna, they all have something.
Francois DeBrant is director of the Healthcare Incentives Improvement Institute. It's a nonprofit based in Connecticut, and its mission is to improve quality of care and the resources that consumers have to make healthcare decisions. DeBrant says these estimator tools are really hit or miss.
There's lots and lots of variability in the information that's provided to consumers.
Some reflect a range of possible costs. Some use historic pricing or claims information. He says many are limited in what procedures they include. And as Scott and Kate's experience shows, these tools may not be able to keep up with the fast-changing healthcare ecosystem. As for United Health's estimator, which Scott and Kate used.
Welcome to the United Healthcare conferencing service.
I reached out to Craig Hankins.
Yes. Hi, is this Craig?
Yeah. So this is Craig.
He oversees United Health's digital side. Hankins says the estimator launched in 2012. It's based on their actual payment agreements with doctors and hospitals, and it's updated regularly.
Well, right now, I would say if we look at our tool relative to others that are offered, I would say ours is average, if not above average, in terms of both the breadth of services as well as the accuracy.
Hankins says there is room for improvement, and it's in their own interest for it to work. If members get care at an acceptable cost, it saves everyone money. But even he says it's hard to predict what a doctor will actually do and how they will bill for it. For David Newman, director of the nonprofit Healthcare Cost Institute in Washington, D.C., that gets at a deeper challenge with these tools. The way billing and reimbursements work in healthcare is complicated.
There are 8,000 procedure codes,
tens of thousands of diagnostic codes. Even a straightforward MRI has variables.
There's 1 million providers and suppliers in this country. And there's hundreds of insurance companies. And in real time, this is going to be probably as good as it gets.
But again, Francois Debrant with the Connecticut-based nonprofit doesn't necessarily agree.
It's not that difficult. It really, technologically and just technically, it's not that difficult.
The bigger problem, he says, is there's no pressure to make it work. Healthcare has thrived in an environment where costs are often hidden. He says, who would risk shaking that up?
Right now, there's still this reticence, this fear that it's too disruptive. There are going to be too many unintended consequences, meaning networks are going to blow up, people are going to be unhappy.
But DeBrant says outside entities, especially, are starting to move the needle. Employers are demanding better estimates for employees, and several states now mandate reporting price information. All of this has DeBrant and others feeling hopeful. As for Scott and Kate Savette, the current climate has turned them into a new breed of healthcare consumer, a savvy one. Kate says scheduling treatments will be a way of life for her now, but she's trying not to lose perspective. Cost was the last thing on her mind last winter, when all of a sudden she couldn't move her right hand. When her legs went numb.
I actually think it's just made me grateful for the health that I'm enjoying when I don't have a flare-up.
As for her husband, Scott Savette, he knows they're now nearing their $8,000 out-of-pocket cap, which means insurance will soon cover the entire cost of their care. But he doesn't want to give in. He wants to see improvements.
I would rather crawl to that $8,000 cap than sprint to it. I'd rather get there slowly. I know we're going to get there this year, unfortunately, but to blow it all in an MRI that's, you know, just excessively priced rubs me the wrong way.
Now, as a bonus chapter to this story, I connected with Scott a couple weeks after he had gotten an MRI. And get this, the bill was pretty close to what the estimator had predicted it would be, about $1,100. Scott says in that way, these tools can offer clues into costs. But his overall experience reminds him that these can be really murky, imperfect ones, and just part of what's needed to navigate through the mysteries of healthcare. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott.